AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. National Security Spokesman John Kirby says President Biden is not walking away from Israel by holding back bomb shipments.
For him, this is very straightforward. He's going to continue to provide Israel with the capabilities that it needs, all of them. But he does not want certain categories of American weapons used in a particular type of operation in a particular place.
That place is Rafah. The president is concerned about the humanitarian situation there. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says this helps Hamas.
The president is a tool, folks. He is a tool. Okay, in this case, he's a propaganda tool. But Hamas is using him, and he is allowing it, and he is turning his back on Israel.
The first ship carrying humanitarian aid for Gaza was on its way to a floating platform built by the U.S. military. Cross-examination of Stormy Daniels is over in the New York hush money trial of former President Donald Trump. Defense attorney Susan Nicholas asked Daniels if she was aware of what Trump had been indicted for, producing an uncomfortable answer that the lawyer wanted stricken from the record. Her answer, there's a lot of indictments. Severe weather is being reported in parts of the South. Laura Bellinger is with the National Weather Service.
We saw a kind of a large area of thunderstorms move through that did cause some wind damage and provided some hail to portions of North Georgia. We're now seeing that begin to shift south and kind of wreaking the same kind of havoc over middle and central Georgia.
The CEO of Norfolk Southern, Alan Shaw, will be under more pressure to improve profits after the railroad's shareholders voted today to elect three of the board members an activist investor nominated. But Shaw won't be fired right away. Stocks have moved higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Torchbearers in Marseille have kicked off the Olympic Flames journey across France.
Former French soccer star Basile Boli held the flame up high in front of Marseille's Notre-Dame de la Garde Basilica, while the church's bells tolled in celebration. Boli told reporters,
I'm very proud, you know, because I see my city, Marseille. Amazing.
The flame was then passed on to other torchbearers. One of them was ex-NBA star Tony Parker, who carried the Olympic flame through the streets of Marseille as the crowds cheered him on.
Tony, how do you feel about this once in a lifetime?
Great honor.
He told surrounding media that he was very honored to be a part of the ceremony. The torch begins its 11-week journey across the country with about 10,000 bearers passing through more than 450 towns until the game's opening ceremony in Paris on July the 26th. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.